This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
Who would have guessed that we're in the heat of the growing season with still plenty of time left to help some plants that might have a need? Most of the homes that I've been looking at this past month have had some issues that have had a common root to them, so to speak. That is, the homeowners have seen plants suffer but haven't done anything about it. Now, I believe in divine intervention, but I also feel that you should pray towards heaven but row towards shore. In the nutshell, you need to add fertilizer to plants in order for them to grow. But there's a caveat to that. If a plant is stressed, you really don't want to add granular fertilizer since this may actually cause the plant's roots to burn where they contact the fertilizer. That's why those spikes that are just so wrong on many levels. If you get a cold, your mom gave you chicken soup. Getting some aid in liquid form is much easier to digest and take in. Same thing with plants. So the first thing we need to understand that when a plant is under attack, we bring in the Navy, not the Army, and use liquid relief. Whenever you pick up a bottle of fertilizer, it's important to understand what the ingredients are. Here's a quickie so you can be in the know on how to grow. There are three numbers, always in the same order, always on the label by law. They stand for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. In order, they help shoots, roots, and everything else. Let me repeat, shoots, roots, and everything else. Make it a balancing act where no number is way higher than the others, and you've got a winner. If that first number is above 10, then you should put the product down and find something that will help the whole plant, not just cause it to grow wildly and look bigger. When things have a flush of succulent growth, they're prime play for bugs and diseases that just love soft, tender new foliage. Oh, and here's a hint. Anything that you put into water that turns it blue is generally not a good product. They almost always have way too much nitrogen. If you want flower power, then serve a well-balanced meal. Here's to your healthy landscape. I'm Jim Sellecito, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.